Chapter 1. The Dilemma. What if it's not working? Every church is a church in transition. Every church is either growing or dying. This is true even of plateaued churches, as what takes place beneath the surface of attendance numbers, the leadership process, the discipleship culture, the spirituality of the congregation, speaks more accurately to the growth or decline of a church than simply adding up how many it's running. In too many evangelical churches, the only transitions we see are the ones we think we're implementing. As we come to the end of another decade of American church ministry, it's worth noting the persistent resilience of the seeker church model. We don't call it the seeker church anymore, of course. It's difficult to know what to call it. So many streams and tribes within the movement have grown in distinct ways that the seeker church of the 80s and 90s has become a veritable Baskin Robbins of church options. There are 31 flavors, at least, to choose from. What began as a largely contemporary approach to church worship and corporate evangelism among some Baptist and Baptistic non-denominational types has now morphed into multiple expressions with various emphases. Where Hybels and Warren were the forerunners, today's increasingly factious Christianity and the rise of more accessible media platforms has offered a plethora of experts and models, where the leading practitioner of each model becomes a distinct new brand. The variety of styles and contexts found within this church movement gives the illusion of innovation and longevity, but when we begin to draw comparisons, we find that they are all similar in a few central ways, not theological convictions or spiritual concerns, but assumptions about what best serves and attracts people. That latter concern, attractiveness, has come to define the movement. If there is anything that unifies the myriad flavors into a single category, it's this phrase, the attractional church. What is the attractional church? I, and many others, use the term attractional to refer to a way of doing church ministry whose primary purpose is to make Christianity appealing. The reasoning behind the attractional church approach goes something like this. One reason seekers aren't attracted to church or Christianity is because they don't see the Bible as relevant to their everyday life. Seekers ask questions and feel needs that most Christian churches don't address. In fact, the old ways of doing church erect unnecessary barriers between people and Jesus, barriers of religion, tradition, judgment, and intellect. Successful ways of doing church remove those barriers. While the expressions are varied, by and large, the attractional church serves the end of attracting people in two ways. Music and creative elements that appeal to the desired audience, and teaching that is designed to be both inspirational and practical. This is true regardless of the size or style of an attractional church. I also want to be clear about what I don't mean. When I use the word attractional, I am not referring to contemporary worship styles or megachurches. Some critics of the attractional church movement easily lapse into a megachurch critique, and while there may be valid criticisms of megachurches, that is not my concern in this book. The size of the church isn't the point.